Thank you so much. There we go. She's on.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. We afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Please state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Next is approval of minutes for last month. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is approval of the agenda for January 16th, 2025, and pull combined or delete any items for possible action. The items by Colvin for the Raleigh and the Charlotte Indian Springs, they have put a hold request in to hold until February 13th of 2025, so it'll be next month that they'll be done.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jet. I'm the branch manager for the Indian Springs Library.
Thank you.
I have a ton of
updates for you all, so I hope you're ready. First of all, we are in the middle of our winter reading challenge, so I'd like for you to think about what you've read since January 1st. Have you read or listened to an audiobook for 5 hours? Do you think you would finish one by January 31st? If so, we invite you in to do our winter reading challenge. The goal is to read 5 hours. This is an all-ages program, so if you have littles that you're reading to, the time counts for you and it counts for them. We do have additional reading logs on our whiteboard out in front of the library, but finish this, stop by the library, turn it in. We're going to get you your participation prize. So as adults, you all get book bucks. Book bucks are good for any item in our used bookstore. They're also good for any item in the used bookstores in Las Vegas. So if you stop by there, you can get your free book. For the kids, though, we have a ton of prizes. The 0 to 5, we have a shape sifter. For the 3 to 5, we have magic sand. For the kids, we have a traveling board game. They get to choose what game they get. And for the teens, they have the world's smallest game. So they're little pocket-sized games. Once you complete it, everyone's entered in for our grand prize. For my adults, I have a giant swag bag. It's got a $50 gift certificate in it. For my kids, they also have a swag bag for that. Along with that, we are hosting a winter fest. So that'll be January 30th. It's going to be all day. On the hour, we'll be drawing for 2 gift cards, one for kids and one for adults. You don't have to be present to win, but you'll have until the next business day to come pick it up. So it definitely helps if you can stop by the branch to see if you've won so we can get you that. That's for everyone who has actually completed their 5 hours. Also, we are in the middle of our Tiny Art Show. For those of you who remember our Tiny Art Show, it is back. You can stop by the library to get your kit. It's a 4x4 canvas, and we give you the paints. The Tiny Art Show itself, so the art is due back to us on February 1st by 4 p.m. That is the time we close. So make sure you swing by and get that. And then we'll actually have the Tiny Art Show itself on February 10th. That's a Monday from 12 to 2. The library will not be open for library services. It is an art gallery event, so we will have all the completed art pieces out, and we will announce all the winners at 1:30. So we have first, second, and third in each of our age groups. So we have a birth through pre-K group, kindergarten through fifth grade, sixth grade through 12th grade and adults. First place prize in each of those age groups is a $30 gift card. Today we had our first teen program for Lit Happens. The goal was for our teens, sixth grade and up, to come together, bring whatever talents they had, whether it was an artistic talent, an organizing talent, a research talent, come together, and over the next 6 weeks, they will be creating a book. And this book is going to be read during one of our story times. So if you have teens in your life, please tell them to come down. It's going to be every Thursday from 3 to 5 until the end of February. They can join at any time. We do ask if they can be here at 3, because we'll be doing some teamwork and team building exercises. Another reminder is the last Wednesday of every month is our True Crime HQ. That's going to be Wednesday, January 29th at 5 p.m. That is an 18 and over event for all of our True Crime aficionados. Normally, it's a controversial crime event, but this is kicking off our serial killer knockout. So you'll actually have two different serial killers. You'll get some information on them, you'll have discussion, and then you can vote on who is the most notorious out of those two. The last Thursday of every month is our communication through art. That's our family paint night. We'll do a read aloud story, and then we'll set everyone free to paint whatever they would like. During this one, normally we would do watercolors. For this one, we'll be giving everyone their tiny art canvases if they haven't completed one. And if they have completed one, they'll have options on what they would like to paint for that one. Reminders that we do have free yoga classes almost every Tuesday. The first and third Tuesday is regular mat yoga. The second and fourth Tuesday is chair yoga. You do need a waiver filled out. If you've already done one, you're good to go. You can just show up for the event. During that 10 to 11 o'clock time frame, the library is not open for services. It's only there for yoga. And then something to look out for. Coming in February on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, we'll be doing Legos and lunch. We're waiting to actually get our Lego set before we announce the start date, but our goal is to kind of get everyone together and start building, and we'll have display space for those finished pieces. A little reminder that all of our events are free and open to the public. As you leave, the library is right there. We do have flyers for everything, but you can also go online to thelibrarydistrict.org, click on the calendar, and we'll have all of our events listed there. Any questions? All right. Thank you, everyone.
Yes.
No passing notes in class.
Received a report from Indians Point Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues, and I don't see one here. Yep. Metro? No NHP? Nope. Received a report from Creech Air Force Base concerning upcoming concerning current activities at the facility.
Bingo. Okay. Hello, everyone. Nick DiRosario, 432nd Mission Support Group at Creech. Appreciate the invitation as always. It's going to be just some recycled ones from last time, but I'm also here for any other issues you want to talk about or any other concerns. I want to remind you, as we're going into 2025, we're about to begin a construction program at Creech. It's called the Disaster Resiliency Program. It's about $580 million worth of facilities that are going to be brought online over the next 4 years at Creech. You're going to see the addition of a concrete and asphalt batch plant on Creech during the period of construction. The reason that we're bringing the batch plant up here is that we hope that's going to limit the amount of major trucks that are going to be on the highway during the construction period. There'll be a little bit of a glut at the beginning as we bring materials onto Creech, but we figure if we're doing the work in the boundaries of the installation, it would lessen the burden on the highway. Our wing commander is going to be cycling out in June of this year. The current commander, or the projected wing commander who's coming in, actually has been at Creech twice before. So that will happen in June. And good news for anyone who's looking for a job, Creech, I'm not here as a contractor, under USA Jobs, we do have some openings for some overhire positions at Creech. About 16 of them right now, to my knowledge, are available on usajobs.com. You just simply sort by Creech Air Force Base, and there's a variety of opportunities there for you. If you have any other questions, My phone number and contact information is available if you have any specific questions or concerns and you want some help with that process. I'd be more than happy to talk anybody through that. And last but not least, we have some good news in terms of some dynamic changes at Creech. We are going to be standing up two new squadrons, specifically in my organization. We are now going to get a full-fledged, if you're an Air Force vet, you might know these, a services squadron. That will be effective in March, where the current force support unit is going to become a full-fledged squadron in March, and the communications unit is going to be converted into a full-fledged squadron. So that will be new commanders, and it also heralds back to some of the history from the 432nd Wing when it was in Vietnam and in Japan. So those units are going to be reactivated. We actually have located a somewhat famous O Club manager from, she was an officer in Vietnam, and she's going to be our guest speaker for the services organization. She's agreed to come out here. We're going to host her for a little historical event to help our airmen, and it should be a fun time. It should be a fun time as we stand up the new organization. So with that, any Creech concerns? That don't cover the firefighters, they're on their own.
We discussed this a long time ago.
Okay.
Our helipad, right? And you said maybe the fellows over there might need something to do, and they might come over and help us build it. Is that still an offer?
I think it's still in the realm of the possible, absolutely.
Okay. So knowing that, we may want to push forward about getting it physically done. So we'll get back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I stand ready.
Okay.
All right. Make sure you ask him that too.
This presentation by the lady, the veteran?
Yep.
No, she's given this to who? I couldn't hear you anymore.
Sorry. So she's a retired captain from. She's got quite the little pedigree. She wrote a book that you actually can look up called Angel's Truck Stop, and it's specific about the 432nd Wing's history in Vietnam, and she is a robust 75 years old. Just had a phone call with her this weekend, and she's going to come out and give a speech. Now, we may even be able to work with the library director to see if maybe there's an opportunity to develop some sort of thing where maybe she could come over here. I can't facilitate access to Creech if you're not entitled to access to Creech, but maybe we can do, I know you have a lot of veterans here in the community, maybe we can work with her to create some sort of opportunity where she could make a presentation over here.
The presentation is open to anybody with access over there?
We'll make it that way, yes.
Yeah. When is that going to be, you know?
So I'll come back with more details. The projected stand-up of the squadron is in March, and so I would project early March, but it's still a little, we're still doing some of our homework and making sure it's going to happen. It is official. We just haven't set a date in stone yet. But I will promise I'll work with you.
There are a few people here that might be interested.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'll bring the information back here and make it available.
Thank you.
And maybe even leave it at the library if they put it on the if somehow the calendar doesn't work out, we can put it on the board, maybe. What else? All right, sure. As always, Nick DiRosario, and if you have any questions, my telephone number on Creech is 404-3574. That's my office number. And my number is on the agenda my email is on the agenda if you have any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Creech Air Force Base Fire Department. Update on activity on base.
All right. So they don't normally let me speak at these events because I'm the quiet one in the background, right? Fire Chief Ramon Fitzgerald, Creech Air Force Base Fire Department. Basically, what I'm going to give you a brief on is the 2024 numbers of all of our mutual aid calls for off base. For your general knowledge, we have a mutual aid agreement with Clark County. We respond to Indian Springs, Coal Creek, 15 miles north and south on Interstate 95. So along with the events on Creech Air Force Base and the range out there. So last year, we had a total of 212 mutual aid calls. 11 of those were structural emergencies. 176 of them were emergency medical calls. 18 motor vehicle accidents, and 6 what they call wildland / brush fires, and 1 other. That's all the calls that we responded to. The vast majority, of course, was medical, which is typical for most fire departments nowadays, of those type of calls. The other events we participated in Indian Springs, of course, we did the National Night Out over here in 2024. We did a Fire Prevention Week event at the school, poster contest, and then we did the Christmas toy drive over there as well at the here at the community center. 2025, we're looking, and Mr. Sable will talk about this as well. We're looking at redoing the National Night Out event again. Our Fire Prevention Week, we're going to try to expand that as well. Poster contest, also talk to someone looking at, I guess you guys used to do a parade of lights in Indian Springs.
Yes.
So we're looking to try to get that together for next holiday season and do that parade of lights.
I would get with our volunteer fire department because they just took hiatus this year. I'm not for sure if they're not planning on doing it. So you guys can work together.
So that's the plan.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what I would like to do is previously we did a little, what we call a little blitz out here at the community center last time. Well, when I was down at Nellis Fire Department, what we did at their community center, we brought in a Santa chair, and then we brought the kids in, allowed the family to take pictures with Santa, and then we gave the kids a toy with Santa there. So I would like to get that program to grow next year to where we do that event inside the community center next year.
That's generally what the old ones used to pertain to.
The end of the parade of lights is.
Yeah, they did the same thing.
Okay.
Santa's here.
Okay, so.
I'm just saying, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where the toys.
Clark County Parks and Rec.
Okay, not sure where the toys came from. But we haven't.
They didn't give out toys.
Okay.
They had Santa and stuff like that.
We have a partnership with the Southern Nevada Burn Foundation. They do a toy drive every year at every Walmart in about four or five Walmarts in the valley. Those are the toys they normally give away to underprivileged kids. We also get the opportunity to use those for our events out here. So looking at doing that next year as part of the program.
We have a Santa chair. We have everything. I would get with Gary Judd.
Got a Surrey? Got a Santa Claus too?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
I don't know. It was Mr. George. I don't know if he's going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
He's been our Santa for years.
I'll talk to him.
Well, it just depends on what's going on in his life.
I got you.
But I would get with Gary because this is something he's done for years, and I'm sure he'd love to expand on it.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, in the past, it's normally done on the first weekend because if not, everybody gets busy.
I know.
They start having Christmas parties here and Christmas parties there. So just for your... No.
We'll make sure we talk about it in the meeting here,
and then do
the planning. That's why I'm talking about it now, so we can make sure that we understand that the planning will start early, not wait until November, December time frame to talk about the things we're looking at going. I got you. Absolutely understand it.
But I personally think it would be a great enhancement. For the two to do it together.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Any questions for me? Yes, sir.
Are your team members tech trained, certified?
Hazmat tech?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And your fire and your EMS folks as well?
Yes, sir.
Thank
all
you, sir.
Nationally certified. All of our EMTs. We actually have two levels of EMTs. We have EMT basic and we have advanced medical EMTs as well. Those guys are a step above. They can administer some medications and so forth. They're one level below paramedic.
Sir.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Sable has some information.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, you guys might remember me from last year when I did the National Night Out, and we got that to kick off. I think it was just a success. I don't know how many of you guys were all there. I do recognize some faces. So anyway, I kind of did like more or less a little self-critique here over some of the things that went well, some things that could use improvement, and so forth. So as far as items that went well, I think the vehicle extrication demonstration that was put on by Indian Springs Fire Department, I think that was a success. That went well. The canine demonstration that was put on by the security forces, I think that was on point. How many of you guys saw that? Okay. I think the food was good. Yeah, the food was good. The Creech Firefighter Association raffle, I think that was good. I know some of you guys won something. The bounce house was very popular. that was a huge hit. The Air Force Security Forces displays and demonstrations, I think those were also enjoyable. A lot of the kids themselves even seemed to enjoy those demonstrations. And the fire extinguisher training demonstration, I think, went good. So items needing improvement, this is kind of what I noted. If you guys have something, you guys can interject, or I can answer questions when we get to the end here. So I think more event support personnel are needed. I need a method to announce demonstration events during, so, you know, we can announce when the canine demonstration is going and so forth. Local law enforcement participation. As you guys might have noticed, they were kind of no-shows. One big thing that we really need help with is advertising and spreading the word of event and distribution of flyers. I found there was still a lot of people that really didn't know about it, especially seems a lot of the people in the newer housing area didn't seem to really know about it. Trash receptacles. More tables and chairs and a timely setup, which really more kind of falls on us as far as, but that goes back to event support personnel, needing more personnel to help us get everything set up. So items to consider for the future, again, a PA loudspeaker system. So again, we can announce those events. Kind of an idea that I had that maybe somebody has some idea. A music DJ or even a live band would be kind of cool. Trash receptacles, restroom facilities, better lighting needs. And it was kind of discussed amongst ourselves and the fire department, relocating the event to possibly the school parking lot or the football field. I don't know. I would like to form a committee, because it's a lot for one person to kind of get all this going. I mean, I basically laid the stone. Let's build on it. So agency involvement to consider. Fire and police explorers from nearby agencies will reach out to North Las Vegas and these other cities. We do have connections to a retired firefighter organization, and then possibly the Red Cross, and then other civic agencies and other vendors. I know that I think it was EDF that was there last year. They handed out, I don't know how many smoke detectors. How many of you guys got a smoke detector? Okay? So every house in this city should have working smoke detectors. So we hope to do that again. Does anybody have any questions or comments about the National Night Out event?
Nobody. Are
we looking
to have it for next year?
It'll be sometime in October. It's historically the first Tuesday of October. Okay. They're historically on Tuesdays for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then some of the other events, I know he kind of mentioned them, that we did as far as amongst our fire prevention staff that we were involved in the Indian Springs area. So we conducted a fire safety briefing for the children at the Indian Springs School in grades K through 5, which included a visit from Sparky, and we also handed out fire helmets, pencil, topper erasers, and some other fire prevention goodies for the kids. We conducted our first ever Fire Prevention Week poster contest for the kids grades K through 5. And for our first year, we had 84 poster entries. That's pretty good. We awarded first, second, and third place prizes to the children from each grade. Poster contest entries were instructed to incorporate the Fire Prevention Week theme into their poster. I don't know what the theme is going to be this year yet. It hasn't been put out. That's usually released by NFPA, and it's normally June, July time frame. So the other plans we have for this year to our involvement in Indian Springs, again, the fire safety briefing for children in grades K through 5, and a visit from Sparky and all that, the giveaways. We want to do the poster contest again. And like I said, we don't know the theme. One thing I'd like to add for the school, because I know when we've done the fire safety briefing for the kids in the past, it was kindergarten through fifth grade. So really those sixth grade, the 12th grade kids kind of get left out. So I'm of the belief that any child who is of babysitting age and older, that they can serve as a babysitter, they should know how to use a fire extinguisher. And I think a lot of older kids should also know how to use fire extinguishers. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to coordinate with the school to also do a fire extinguisher training class for those older kids. So it'll be the same fire extinguisher trainer that we had at National Night Out, the little laser-driven one. So what that teaches you, it runs you through the motions of how to use a fire extinguisher, how to pull the pin, aim, squeeze, sweep, and all that. So that's what we're looking to do, and hopefully we can be successful at that. So I don't know the total number of students at the school, but I'm sure some of you probably have kids that go to the school over here.
Mm-hmm. Around 360. Yeah.
There's about 360?
Total.
From
K through 12.
Okay, from K, all right.
K through 12.
Pre-K, or middle school and elementary is about 240, seniors are about 120.
All right. So, yeah, it shouldn't be a problem getting those older kids to do the fire extinguishers. So that way, you know, it makes the community safer, and it makes the residents safer. Does anybody have any questions?
I do have a question pertaining to the night out.
Okay.
For the committee, when would you like to have a committee formed? Like, what is your targeted?
Honestly, probably by March. So, and, you know, like, different people, different, like, civic leaders, people like that, or people that work for corporations that can drum up sponsors and giveaways, whatever, to help out with planning and organizing and getting different groups to come out there and make this a bigger event. Because I want it to get bigger every year.
Right.
So, and we had about, I think, just over 400 that come out this last one. So that was a pretty good number for our first year.
So about how many people do you want on this committee? I think that's an important question.
Yeah.
I'd probably like to have at least 8 to 10. Anybody else have any questions? Nobody? All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next is receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec regarding activities and events. That was easy. So, okay. Scoot my way over here.
Switching hats
for a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got enough teams to do youth baseball, so I'm pretty excited about that. We will have baseball sign-ups February 5th from 6 to 8 up here. 4 years old to 13 year old. So I'm, again, very excited because we didn't have a season last year. We have our groceries on the go. They missed January. They'll be back in February. Boulder and McFarland, they'll park where they usually are. They will be here February 7th and 21st. They will only be here for about an hour now from 10 to 11. They have a school bus they put together, so everything in the bus. There's no setup or anything that goes on.
Our next bingo will be February 6th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. And we have the free income tax preparation for households with income up to $70,000 coming back this year. They will be here every Tuesday starting January 28th from 9 to 3. So, any questions? Perfect. Thank you.
Receive report from Clark County Administrative Services and discussion on budget for the upcoming year.
Oh, that was a, my bad.
What, that's not that, supposed to be on there?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think that was a copy and paste from last year.
Okay. No planning and zoning, that is being held until next month.
Can I get Yes.
Next.
Chair. Tracy. Hold on, Tracy. Oh, what? She wants to introduce herself.
You want to, okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
Real quick. No worries, sorry. Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I'm here on behalf of Commissioner Becker. I'm her new liaison. According to Jamie, I've got some big shoes to fill from Marcello, but I see some heads shaking over there as well. Thank you very much for the honor to be here tonight. I've been learning tons already, and I'm excited to get started and be able to help out in whatever capacity we can have. On behalf of Commissioner Becker, she will look to be here at a future meeting. And looking forward to help and being involved here in the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Okay.
Oh, you got off easy.
I'm like, I gotta sit down fast.
Next is the general business, is the vote on freezers for the community center. Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we vote.
All in favor? Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, and jurisdiction will be held. And the discussion on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Please state your name and address and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote.
Hello, I'm Jamie Reed. I'm at 539 East Winston, REID. I just wanted to let majority of people know that there is a board meeting for the, a school board meeting on Flamingo that is a good opportunity for anyone in the town that opposes anything to do with the new school build. I know that that's been a hot topic amongst all parents. That is your chance to voice your concerns to the actual Board of Trustees. That will be held on January 23rd on at East Flamingo. Anybody that's interested, feel free to either see me after the meeting or text me if you have my number, message me on Facebook. I have a direct link that lets you access messages to the Board of Trustees, as well as I'll send you the address and a reminder for the meeting. There are people that are willing to carpool. The general consensus is if you want to make some noise, show up wearing school colors, anything with Thunderbirds to be recognized. Anywhere from 5 to 10 people would even be enough to make some noise. So again, anybody that's interested, you can see me after the meeting or message me if you have my information. Any questions?
What time is that meeting?
5 o'clock.